Brooke keep the streak alive and get to her 11th win in a row today.
I hope so.
That's the spirit, Brooke. That's the intensity that you're going to need to win this game.
Jeff and I are excited. Brooke's like, what?
We're going to see if you can get it done against Alicia from somewhere. Alicia, hi.
Alicia from Graham. Hi.
Alicia from Graham.
I was gonna ask, what's the weather like in somewhere today?
Yeah.
Okay, Alicia.
No, all right. No weather.
Oh, it's sunny.
It's nice. All right.
It was a dumb thing to respond to. So, you know.
I feel like you called in on the right day, Alicia.
Oh, good.
Because, it's a good day to win.
Yeah. We are not on it today.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, Brooke just walked out. I didn't even tell her to leave. Yeah. She just decided she's over it. All right. You know the game's played, Alicia. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Your time starts now. Today is National Kite Flying Day. Which founding father discovered electricity by flying a kite?
Washington.
What common term do we use that translates to false step in French?
Trip.
The most popular answer on the TV Jeopardy is which of these? What is Mexico? What is China? What is Australia?
What is China?
How many years is a tricentennial?
100.
What was that number?
100.
Okay. All right, let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And Alicia, what's something interesting that the show needs to know about you?
This is my third time playing her.
Ooh. Oh, third time playing. How did the first two times go?
We tied the first time and I won the second time.
Oh, wow. Good performances.
Oh, a revenge game. Okay.
Okay.
Brooke, you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Today is National Kite Flying Day. Which founding father discovered electricity by flying
Benjamin
a kite?
Benjamin Franklin.
What common term do we use that translates to false step in French?
Pass.
The most popular answer on the TV Jeopardy is which of these? What is Mexico? What is China? What is Australia?
What is China?
How many years is a tricentennial?
300.
A group of what insect is known as a plague?
Locust.
In the movie Beauty and the Beast, what type of item is the character Cogsworth?
He is a clock.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and find out how you did with Jose.
It's not 2005. You can't just go online and say whatever you want.
That is so true.
Bolaños.
Not 2005.
Alicia, from somewhere, yes. You got one correct today.
Ooh.
Oh, my Lanta.
It was a rough game.
Watch your language, young lady.
Hit the dumb button on her, Chris.
Yeah.
Brooke.
Yep.
Dude, you killed it. You got 5.
I'm sorry, Alicia.
I had to make up for the beginning of this segment.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. Today's National Kite Flying Day. Benjamin Franklin is the founding father that discovered electricity by flying a kite. The French term that translates to false step is faux pas.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
On Jeopardy, what is China is the most popular answer, answered 216 times last year.
If I ever go on Jeopardy, I'm just going to use that every single time.
The country's
answer.
Been around a long time. A lot of history to cover.
A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
A tricentennial is 300 years. The group of insect that's known as a plague would be locust, and in Beauty and the Beast, Cogsworth is a clock. So, Alicia, I'm sorry, no cash today, but just for playing, you won a $100 gift card to the Squally Absh, is that right? Squally Absh restaurant inside the Nisqually Red Wing Casino. The Nisqually Red Wing Casino has hosted the comedy stylings of Jose Bolaños no less than 3 times.
I've performed there a few times.
So you know it's got to be a classy place.
Yep, and I've also performed in Vegas. So you know,
what does that have to do with
it? It means it's just as good as a hotel in Vegas,
okay.
Definitely.
I see.
Yeah, this is definitely our worst game of Win Brooks Bucks ever.
Just give up.
You got to call in for a fourth time and you can take Brooke down, okay?
This is her
fourth time. She's played 3 times prior.
No, this is her third time, Brooke.
Oh, look how bad we are today. We're just the worst.
This is awful.
At least I got $100 in food, okay?
There you go. All right, Alicia, you enjoy that. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow. And I feel like in addition to the consolation prizes, we should also be giving our contestants the number to the advocates.
Actually, that's way more useful.
Yeah.
That's very smart.
And helpful.
Get you a lot more money. Plus, I know they're kind of getting injured in the heart every time that they lose to Brooke. And I think the advocates might help with that.
They help with injuries.
I don't know that broken hearts are they're typical accidents that the advocates are dealing with, but they will battle the insurance companies. So if you're in an accident, even if the accident was 6 months ago and you're like, oh my God, why didn't I call a lawyer? Because I've been dealing with this and no one will get my medical bills paid. The advocates are here to rescue you.
Yeah, and they have 20 years of experience doing it. So they're not messing around. They know all the secrets to help get you what you're owed. So if you've ever been in a car accident or you need help getting money from the insurance company, you need to call the advocates. That number is 206-512-3555. And I'm serious, don't hesitate.
Yes.
If you've been in a crash, had a slip or fall, a dog bite, you got whiplash from getting beat by Brooks so badly in Winbrook's Bucks,
make sure
the advocates are your first call because they know what they're doing and consultation is 100% free. Just call 206-512-3555 or go to advocateslaw.com.